皇帝的新装。从前有一位非常特别的皇帝，他既不关心国家大事，也不喜欢吃喝玩乐，他唯一的爱好就是穿新衣服。他的衣服堆积如山，他买衣服花的钱不计其数，他每个小时都要换一次衣服。每一次提到他，人们总会说，陛下在更衣室里呢。有时候皇帝也会乘着马车去公园，但他不是为了视察民情，而是为了向大家展示他的新衣服。还有什么事儿比听到人们夸奖他的新衣服更能让他开心的呢？人们经常谈论这位爱漂亮的皇帝。最近大家谈论的最多的话题是，在即将到来的一年一度的游行大典上，皇帝会穿着多么华丽的新装呢？有一天，两个神秘的外国人来到了这个国家，他们是精明狡猾的大骗子，他们从来不放过任何一个可以骗钱的机会。听说皇帝的爱好后，两个骗子非常兴奋，他们准备借机好好的捞上一笔。两个骗子跑去拜见皇帝，他们对皇帝说自己是纺织高手，能织出全世界最美丽的布，这种布还非常奇妙，大笨蛋和不称职的人是看不到它的。皇帝听了以后非常好奇，
这正是我喜欢的布，穿上用这种布做成的衣服，我就能知道谁是大笨蛋，谁是不称职的人了。
于是啊，皇帝给了两个骗子许多金币，要他们赶紧织出这种美丽而神奇的布，为他缝制新衣服。两个骗子找皇帝要了一间宽敞的工作室，在里面架起了一台织布机，他们还向皇帝要了最好的丝线和许多金币，然后把它们全都装进了自己的口袋。织布机上什么都没有，可两个骗子却装作十分忙碌的样子，每天都工作到深夜。没过多久，全国的人都听说了这种神奇的布，他们都很好奇，都想借这个机会看看自己的邻居究竟是不是个大笨蛋。这一天，心急的皇帝自言自语道，
不知道他们的布我织得怎么样了。
皇帝决定先派个人去看看。
派谁去呢？就派诚实的老财政部长去吧，全国可再也找不到像他那样稳重而又称职的人了，他一定能看出布料究竟是什么样子。
老财政部长来到骗子们的工作室，他把眼睛瞪得像铜铃那么大，可是连一根丝线的影子都没有看到。这位可怜的老人别提有多震惊了，他在想，
难道我是大笨蛋吗？难道我是个不称职的财政部长？不行，我绝不能让别人知道。
这时，两个骗子请老财政部长走进织布机，装腔作势地将这匹布稀有的色彩和美丽的花纹描述了一遍。老财政部长一边假装欣赏，一边认真地记住了骗子的话。老财政部长把骗子们的话原封不动地告诉了皇帝。皇帝非常高兴，他又给了骗子们许多丝线和金币，让他们快点织好布，然后为他赶紧制作新衣服。没过几天， 皇帝又派老实的内务大臣去找两个骗子，让他看看布还有多久才能织好。内务大臣回来后激动地向皇帝描述着：
陛下，我可是第一次见到那么漂亮的布呢，您真应该亲自去看看。
事实上啊，内务大臣也是什么都没有看到，但他怎么能承认呢？又过了几天，布还没有织好，皇帝终于忍不住了，在一群大臣的陪同下，他亲自来到了骗子们的工作室。
皇帝在心里惊呼：我什么也没有看见呢，难道我是个大笨蛋？难道我不配做皇帝？这太可怕了，这可不能让别人知道。
于是皇帝装模作样的在织布机前看了又看，对两个骗子的手艺赞不绝口。
真是美极了，我12万分的满意。
大臣们也纷纷赞叹这块布的美丽，证明自己也能看到。皇帝给两个骗子封了爵士头衔，还给每人颁发了一个荣誉勋章，叮嘱他们一定要在游行大典前把新衣服做出来。游行大典的前一天晚上，两个骗子彻夜未眠，他们点起蜡烛，在织布机旁忙碌着。他们假装把布从织布机上取下来，小心翼翼地铺在桌子上，然后用一把大剪刀裁剪了一会儿，又用没穿线的针缝了好久。最后他们齐声说：
衣服做好了。
第二天一早，皇帝带着大臣们来到了骗子们的工作室。两个骗子举起双手，装作拿着衣服的样子，对皇帝说：
陛下请看，这衣服轻得像蜘蛛网一样，穿上它，您会觉得好像什么都没穿似的，这也正是它的妙处。请允许我们为您换上新衣服。
皇帝把身上的衣服脱得只剩一条短裤，两个骗子忙碌地给皇帝穿上谁也看不见的上衣、裤子和长袍。皇帝在镜子前转着身子：
你们看我这衣服合身吗？
大臣们忙说：
哦，太漂亮了，剪裁的是多么合身呢，您的新衣服简直棒极了。
大臣们可不敢让人知道自己什么都没有看见。
这时典礼官说：陛下，华盖准备好了，可以开始游行了。
皇帝得意地说：
走吧，让大家好好欣赏欣赏我的新衣服。
大臣们假装脱起长袍拖地的下摆，跟着皇帝走到了大街上，而那两个骗子已经匆匆地逃跑了。游行开始了，街道两旁挤满了人，街边房子的窗台上也趴满了人，大家都对皇帝的新衣服赞不绝口。
天哪，皇帝的新衣服真漂亮，真华丽呀！
他们谁也不愿意让别人知道自己什么都没看见，因为那样就等于承认自己是大笨蛋，或者工作不称职啊。每个人都卖力地表演着，装出一副激动的样子。皇帝以前穿的衣服可从来没有得到过这么多的赞美。突然，一个小孩大声地喊了一句：
可是他除了短裤以外什么衣服也没有穿呢。
这个小孩感到很失望，因为他已经坐在爸爸的肩膀上努力地看了半天了。小孩的爸爸说：
听听这个天真的声音。
小孩的话迅速地传开了，其他人也都窃窃私语：
皇帝只穿了条短裤。哎，
有个孩子说他什么别的衣服也没穿呢。是啊，他确实只穿了条短裤。
最后啊，所有的老百姓都这么说。皇帝听了老百姓的话，也慢慢的醒悟过来。他知道老百姓的话是对的，可是事已至此，他只能硬着头皮将游行大典举行完毕。一阵风吹来，只穿了条短裤的皇帝冷得瑟瑟发抖，但是他还是坚定地挺起胸，昂起头，做出一副骄傲的样子，大步朝前走去。本故事选自外语教学与研究出版社出版的《萤火虫世界经典童话双语绘本系列》。
The Emperor's New Clothes. Once upon a time, there was an emperor. He loved nothing but new clothes. The emperor had thousands of clothes. He changed his clothes every hour. When people spoke of him, they would say, "The emperor's in his dressing room." He went to the park sometimes, but that was not for public inspection. Instead, he went to show off his new clothes. People talked a lot about the emperor. Recently, everyone had been discussing what new clothes the emperor would wear for the annual parade. One day, two cheats came to the country. They heard about the emperor's hobby, and they planned to earn some money from him. The two cheats went to visit the emperor and told him that they were weavers. They said they could weave the most beautiful cloth in the world. The cloth was special because it could not be seen by those who were either stupid or not qualified for their positions. The emperor felt very curious. He gave the two cheats a lot of gold coins and asked them to weave the cloth for his new clothes. The cheats asked for a large workshop to set up a loom. They also asked for the finest silk and more gold coins, which they kept to themselves. They pretended to be busy weaving cloth on the empty loom day and night. Everybody in the country heard about the magical cloth. They were all anxious to see the cloth and to test how stupid their neighbours were. How are they getting on with the cloth? One day the emperor wondered. Then he decided to send his honest finance minister to take a look at the cloth. Nobody is more competent than he. He must be able to see the cloth, the emperor thought. The finance minister went into the cheat's workshop. He was shocked when he saw the loom. Why, I see nothing. Am I a fool? Am I unqualified? No, I will never let anybody know this, he thought. The two cheats asked him to come closer to the loom. They boasted about the beauty and uniqueness of the cloth to the minister. As they spoke, the finance minister learned the cheats' words by heart. The finance minister told the emperor what the cheats had said to him. The emperor was very glad. He gave the cheats more silk and gold coins. Several days later, the emperor sent his honest interior minister to see the cloth and asked the cheats to speed up weaving. I've never seen such beautiful cloth, the interior minister said to the emperor when he came back. In fact, he had seen nothing at all either. A few days later, the emperor could not wait anymore. And he came to the workshop with his officials. In the workshop, the emperor was startled when he saw nothing but the empty loom. Am I a fool? Am I not qualified to be emperor? It's terrible, and I would let nobody know this, he thought. Then he pretended to be looking at the cloth and praised, This is excellent, and I'm really satisfied. The officials all agreed upon the beauty of the cloth, because they didn't want anyone to know their foolishness. The emperor gave the cheats knighthoods and medals, and asked them to finish the clothes before the parade. During the night before the parade, the cheats were busy finishing the emperor's new clothes. They pretended to take the cloth off the loom, cut it with a pair of scissors, and sewed with needles without thread. At last, they announced, the emperor's new clothes were ready. The next morning, the emperor came to the workshop to try on the new clothes. Your Majesty, the cheat said, the clothes are as light as a spiderweb. You may feel like you have nothing on when you wear them. The emperor took off all his clothes, except a pair of shorts. Then the cheats dressed him up with the invisible new clothes. What do you think? The emperor looked at himself in the mirror. How nice they look! They fit perfectly, everyone said. Your Majesty, the canopy's ready. The parade may begin, the master of the ceremony said. Okay, it's time to show off my new clothes. The emperor was very proud. The officials pretended to carry the train of the robe and followed the emperor to the street, while the cheats had already run away. The parade began. A lot of people stood in the street. Everyone exclaimed and praised the emperor's new clothes. Oh dear, how beautiful the emperor's new clothes are! None of them would admit that they saw nothing. And never had the emperor's new clothes been so admired.
But he has nothing on but a pair of shorts, a child complained,
because he had tried his best to see the new clothes, but saw nothing. Listen to this innocent child, his father said. The child's words spread quickly. People began to whisper.
But what the child said seems true. The emperor is wearing nothing but a pair of shorts.
Indeed, he wears nothing but shorts. At last, everyone agreed with what the child had said. Hearing the people's words, the emperor realized that he had been cheated. However, he had no choice but to finish the parade. A gust of wind blew. The emperor felt very cold, but still he walked on, holding his head erect with great dignity.